I guess this is when you came back to the Stars, this is what you set out to do, is to be here or somewhere, I guess, one day before the final.
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously every team would be aiming to first make the semi-finals. That's the first step. And then it was nice to get the win against a good Scorchers outfit the other night. So, yeah, the Thunder are an excellent team. We're really looking forward to the opportunity and the chance that we've got to play in a final. We're going to enjoy it and really have some fun. So everyone's looking forward to it.
When you made the decision to come back, obviously Nick, Trent, yourself, obviously a few who were behind turning this Stars outfit around, but did you sort of feel like there was a lot to be done at the Stars to turn around, or I guess even last year when you watched them, or did you know that there was the foundation there to go with?
I think we had some really good young players already signed on, but we also had the chance to sort of have a bit of a clean slate. We had a few list spots available, so we felt like we could really build something, and having Trent on board's been massive. He's played a really big part. I think the internationals that we've been able to get on board have done a great job. Mignon Dupree's been here for a long time, but she's taken her game to another level and been excellent around the group. And then Brunt and Siva coming in have fitted in so well. They've really taken on board the young kids and really helped them along, and it's been great to play alongside them. So we're really able to build something special and really have some good depth within our squad, which I think has played out throughout the tournament.
And if I could just one more, does it mean something, I guess, a bit special doing that and helping turn a club around like the Stars, given you're a Melbourne or a Victorian girl? You started there, started WVB, all that kind of stuff. Does it mean a bit more doing it there?
Oh, I think it's great that we've been able to have some success. Obviously, the last couple of years for them hasn't been as they would have liked. But, for now, I think we've done a great job to get to where we are, coming from bottom of the table to first fit after the round games. So we've done a good job so far. It's been a lot of fun, but we certainly came here to win the tournament. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to play against the Thunder tomorrow.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Scotty. John, over to you.
Hi, Meg. Thanks for your time. How important has Erin's return been to the side, just for the balance, I guess, and to give you a few more options?
Yeah, Erin was great the other night. Just gives us another spin option, and especially against some left-handers as well, gives us the ability to take the ball away from the bat. So I thought she did a great job the other night. She didn't get any wickets, but she really kept the pressure on, especially early. She bowled some tough overs, so it was nice to have her back, and I'm sure she'll play a crucial role for us tomorrow as well.
And just one more on Annabelle's innings the other night as well. Like, she came in potentially a tricky moment, but she batted, showed a lot of composure, I guess. Have you sort of seen her development through this tournament?
Yeah, I think she's had limited opportunities throughout the tournament initially, batting at number five, especially in the start of the tournament. We probably didn't get her enough opportunities, but I think that the back end of the tournament, she's shown that she's really capable of coming in any situation and either calming it down or really taking the game on. So the other night it was a tough situation, and I thought her and Siva really settled it down nicely and sort of got the momentum back our way. And then we saw at the back end what power she's got. So she's an exciting talent, and really excited to have her with the Stars.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, John.
Lockie,
you're next.
Thanks. Hey, Meg. Obviously, you signed back with the Stars, I think it was in about July. Was there ever a point that you thought we might not get this WBBL in with everything going on, not just in Australia, but around the world with COVID? Are you surprised that, well, not surprised, but how lucky do you think we are that we got this competition in?
Oh, I think it's been a great effort from a lot of people to get the tournament up and running. I thought it would always get underway. I think the WBBL is such an important part of the Australian summer, and especially for the women's side of things. So Cricket Australia and the ACA have done an excellent job in getting it underway. I don't think they really could have done much more in terms of the hub and what they've put into it. At the Stars, we've thoroughly enjoyed the experience. It's been very unique, but to be able to play some cricket and to be here in the final is certainly really exciting.
I know all focus is on the final, but has there been much talk about the fact that you're only a few days away now from leaving the hub?
Oh, we can certainly see the finish line, that's for sure. The last week has gone pretty quick, to be honest. We played a lot of games last week, and then being in the final, so it certainly makes it a little bit easier. So it has been a long time away, especially for the Victorian girls who had that quarantine at the start as well. So it's been a challenging time, but we've tried to enjoy it as much as we can. And I guess knowing we've got one more game and just a couple more days to go certainly gives everyone a bit of a lift.
And obviously on your opponents for Saturday, the Thunder, they won quite a nail-biting game last night. What have you made of their tournament so far?
Yeah, I think they've been reasonably consistent throughout. They're very well led by Rach Haynes and got some really good senior players as well. And then they've got that mix of youth with Hannah Darlington and Litchfield as well. So they're a tough team. They're really well drilled and, as I said, been pretty consistent. So I think it's going to be a great contest and really looking forward to coming up against them.
Thanks, Lockie. We'll head to Russell next.
G'day, Meg. Just a bit of a personal one for you. I mean, you've done so much in the game. You know, won World Cups, obviously as captain of Australia, massive one earlier this year. But given how far the WBBL's come since its inception, how massive would it be for you to actually win this title, something that's not on your CV, and to do it with a Melbourne team as well?
Yeah, it'd be really special to be able to get over the line against the Thunder. The WBL has come a long way from when we first started 6 years ago, and I think it's been a real driving force behind the growth of the women's game. So it's been really special to be a part of it, and always had the aim to win the title and got an opportunity to do that tomorrow night. So really looking forward to the chance that we've got.
Yeah, just given all that success you've had, every time you've watched a WBBL final, I mean, and as I say, it's one you haven't got on your CV, but you win everything you get involved in. I mean, do you watch those and you just go, geez, I just have to win one of these. It just has to happen for me.
Oh, definitely watching the finals in the past. I've been very jealous of those who have been involved and always wanted to be a part of it. You want to be a part of finals and big games. And yeah, I love the contest and a very competitive person. So yeah, I've always wanted to play in one and wish to be there on the last day. So it's really exciting that we've got the opportunity to do that. And hopefully we can put out our best game.
And just lastly, your boss at the Stars, Nick Cummins, has been furiously tweeting about how good the ratings have been for the WBBL. I mean, are you feeling the extra attention this year? You're feeling the fact that, you know, the competition has really made a mark this year?
Oh, I think it's definitely been the best one there is, and the level of play has been excellent. I think some of the young stars coming through have really changed the game and really lifted the standards. So it's been exciting to be a part of, and to hear that the ratings are up is certainly really exciting and just shows that there's some real appetite to watch the women's game. So hopefully it's a cracking game tomorrow night.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, Russell. Jocelyn, we'll head to you next.
Hi, Meg. Thanks for your time. I just wanted to ask, so after last night's match, Jess Johnson admitted that the Heat could have better prepared for Hannah Darlington's bowling. Just wondering, like, what you kind of thought of, what you made of her performance last night, and whether, I guess, yeah, she's going to be a key thought heading into this, whether you guys will actually, you know, make better plans and prepare for what she can do.
Yeah, Hannah's had an outstanding tournament. She was named in the tournament of the season, which just shows how well she's done. She's really up and coming, and last night performed extremely well. So we'll do our planning as we normally would and look at you know, who we think their key players are at different times in the game. But I think what she did do is execute really well, and that's probably the biggest thing in really important games is who executes the best. So we'll do our planning and look at what they're going to do and plan accordingly. But we'll also look at how we can play the game and you know, how we can sort of best get the game on our terms. So looking forward to that.
And coming up against your Australian vice captain in Rachel Haynes, what is she like in terms of leadership? And yeah, what have you made of her? I mean, like last night in particular, the management of the game, what did you make of that? And yeah, what are you expecting from her and Thunder?
She's a great leader, Rach. She's very calm and cool in all situations. And as she showed last night, she performs well in big games. So she's going to be an important player for them, and we'll be looking to certainly keep her as quiet as we can. But, you know, she's led the Thunder extremely well. They're a really good unit and been pretty consistent across a challenging year. So, yeah, looking forward to playing them. It's always going to be a good game.
And then just finally, everyone's kind of spoken a bit about, I don't know, like the Victorian teams this year, despite everything Victorians have gone through, have done really well. If you look at AFL, NRL, Super Netball, has that kind of, you know, given that state, everything it's gone through, did that give you guys fire in the belly, extra kind of motivation this year to kind of do the state proud?
Well, I guess it's not something we've specifically discussed, but it has been a pretty unique experience. And I know the Vic girls who are in this hub in the quarantine period went through a pretty tough time initially. And I think it's just brought everyone closer together. And we've got a new appreciation for each other and really know each other so well now. So I think that really puts us in a good position to go out on the field and enjoy it, have as much fun as we can, because we're very lucky to be playing cricket. So Victorian teams have done extremely well. We'll certainly be looking to add another another one to the cabinet.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Jocelyn. Tim, you're up next.
Yeah, hi, Meg. Tim from Seven. Given the franchise hasn't won the title yet, has it been spoken about? Is the have you girls done anything to overcome that mental edge, I guess?
Not really. We haven't spoken about it at all, really. We're just excited about the opportunity we've got. We've got some very experienced players within our squad who have played in big games internationally before, so I think that'll really help us. But throughout the whole tournament, we've just tried to enjoy the experience and have fun and play with a smile on our face, and I think we'll certainly see that tomorrow night as well. We're approaching it in exactly the same way and really just trying to embrace the opportunity that we've got. We've got some really good young kids who haven't been overwhelmed at all so far in the tournament. So I'm expecting us to come out and have some fun, and we're looking forward to it.
And you talked about adapting to the hub life. What have you done, as a group, as individually, to overcome the, I guess, hurdles of being on the road and being together every day?
Yeah, I think the one thing we've done really well is have time on at cricket and then being able to switch off and really separating those two things, because it can be difficult in the hub to escape cricket sometimes. It seems to follow you everywhere, just running into opposition teams and cricket being on TV and things like that. And I think Trent Woodhill, our coach, has really driven that in that when we're at training and playing matches, we're really focused on cricket. But then once we're away from that, we can escape and really it's up to the individual as to what they do. And I think having that freedom has played a really big role in keeping us fresh and excited for games and training that we've been going to.
Thanks, Meg.
Thanks, Tim. I'm just going to throw to Laura Jolly, who's in the room with us, and then Russell will finish off with you.
Meg, you've been reunited with Junior at the top of the order this year. What do you enjoy about batting with Elise, and what does she bring out in you when you bat together?
Did she ask you to ask that question? I really enjoy batting with Junior. I think we understand each other's game so well. We play a lot of cricket together, and just I guess that understanding of what's happening if we face a few dot balls or if we're sort of hit a few boundaries, what it looks like for the other person, we really get. So we have a smile on our face all the time. We enjoy each other's company, and it's nice to see her playing with real freedom and smiling and enjoying her cricket.
And you mentioned the young talent in the competition. Obviously, you're playing against a lot of them at the moment, but as Australian captain, is part of you looking at them going, oh, geez, the future looks pretty good here?
Yeah, absolutely. The young talent coming through is really special. And for them to be put under pressure, I guess, in big moments and perform really well like Hannah Darlington did last night just shows that there's a lot of good things happening in the pathway programs, and it's really preparing young players to play in big moments. So it's really exciting for the growth of the game, and I think the WBBL certainly played a massive role in that.
Cool. Russell, last one from you.
Yeah, sorry, Meg. Just a quick one on Trent. He's known for thinking a little bit left of centre and not afraid to try different things and new things, and has a lot of ideas about T20. Just wondering, going into a final, has he given the team a theme for the game at all? Or there might not be enough time to set a theme between the semi-final and the final, but is there any special theme for the game, or has he sort of thrown up any special ideas to try and, focus on the fact that it is a final?
To be honest, I don't think we'll change too much. I think, the theme throughout the tournament has been about having fun and having a smile on your face, but also really chasing the game and being aggressive and trying to move the game forward. And I think that's the way that we've played. That's the way that has got us to the final. And I think we just want to try and replicate that as much as we can. And, we feel like we've got great depth and trust in each other to do that. So we're looking forward to putting our best performance out there.
Thanks,